With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump says his opponent, Kamala Harris, is being controlled by powerful forces inside the Democrat Party.
She's an empty vessel, but she's beautifully pushed around by a very small, very powerful, very liberal, viciously liberal, but a very, very smart, powerful party called the Democrats, and they're vicious.
Former president was interviewed on Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Kamala Harris hosted a rally in Georgia tonight. The vice president was preceded by Barack Obama, Bruce Springsteen, Samuel L. Jackson, and Tyler Perry, who all took the stage to endorse her campaign. Harris made it to the stage an hour late. Many left the venue as she came on stage. As the election grows closer, and Muslim support for Kamala Harris decreases, the Biden administration announces $135 million in assistance for Palestinians. Secretary of State Antony Blinken also said negotiators will meet with their Israeli and Qatari counterparts to revive ceasefire talks. Also at SRNnews.com, a new song from country music group Thompson Square in Nashville, generating interest across the political spectrum. It's a patriotic anthem with the title Make America Great Again. Singer-songwriter Kiefer Thompson says he's not a political person at heart, but with everything at stake in the November 5th election, he felt he could no longer sit on the sidelines.
Yeah, I've always been told, you know, hey, you're going to alienate a lot of your audience if you do something like that, if you speak up, if you speak your mind and tell the world your opinions. At this point, man, I just can't live with myself. I can't look at my 8-year-old son, who's very patriotic. You know, we live in the greatest nation. I love this country. I think we live in the greatest country in the world. And even at its worst, it's still better than being somewhere else.
The video can be found on YouTube, and the song is everywhere music downloads are available. This is SRN News. Baltimore is teaming up with Planned Parenthood, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The city is spending $15 million taxpayer dollars on a new sex ed program for the public schools that is being provided by the nation's largest abortion business. It's called You Choose. And the website for the program includes information on how to obtain an abortion and or puberty-blocking drug so a child can live as the opposite sex. Parents, clergymen, and some lawmakers are expressing outrage about You Choose, but Baltimore officials are so far undeterred. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report finds that women living in states with abortion bans obtained the procedure in the second half of 2023 at the same rate as before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report by the Society of Family Planning finds that women in states with bans traveled out of state or had prescription abortion pills mailed to them. This is SRN News. The average mortgage rate has risen again to its highest level in nearly 3 months.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.54%. After climbing 4 weeks in a row, it's now at the highest level in nearly 3 months. Just last month, the average rate had been at a 2-year low of 6.08%. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the yield on U.S. 10-year Treasury bonds, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. Bond yields have risen in recent weeks following hotter-than-expected economic data. I'm Alex Vega.
Boeing machinists are rejecting a proposed contract that would have ended a 41-day strike. Wednesday, machinists turned down a deal that included a 35% wage increase over the next 4 years, a $7,000 ratification bonus, and improved retirement offerings. Employees have been asking for a 40% pay increase and the reinstatement of a defined benefit pension plan. More details at SRNnews.com.